Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome back to KMOX and the Hancock and Kelly Show, also known as Two Hancocks and a Kelly. John Hancock Jr. In studio with us today. We'll visit with John here in a little bit. We want to go quickly to the Quiver River Electric guest line, where we're joined by Thane Rosenbaum. He's the CBS News legal analyst. Mr. Rosenbaum, thanks for joining us on KMOX.
Any time for you and John and Michael, sure.
Absolutely. So obviously we've all been watching the drama around the PGA Tour and the LIV Golf Series. They were a division of the PGA. They broke away with Greg Norman. It's a Saudi-backed financed league. Suddenly in the last month, there was an announcement that these two groups are going to join. And it's got some huge implications because you have the Saudis involved. And now, potentially, the Department of Justice. What will the Department of Justice be looking into as it relates to this potential merger?
So, remember, the criticism of this deal was that it was, what the term of art was, sports washing, right? Which is the idea that we've seen this, we call pink washing for the gay community. Sports washing says you talk about a new relationship that you have in order to avoid talking about something more serious. In this case, the Saudi Arabia's human rights policy. So the idea that you could whitewash over that, sports wash over it, by getting the PGA Tour to join with LIV and essentially the Saudi government. And by doing so, you develop this sort of friendly relationships that end up ignoring this the human rights conditions. So the thought here is that, well, why doesn't the U.S. government just bring an antitrust investigation against this merger to break up the merger? And in breaking up the merger, embarrass Saudi Arabia. The antitrust regulations, many people may remember from high school, go back to Teddy Roosevelt, right? He was called the trust buster, right? So they developed this antitrust law that basically knocks out, if you're so big, if your company becomes too big. And we've seen this with Microsoft over the years, IBM, AT&T. When you become too big, the Justice Department's antitrust division comes in and says, we need to investigate to see on size, on scale, whether because you're so big, it's so anti-competitive, you get to control the market, you get to run the table, and it diminishes what they call consumer welfare. So that's what we have here. We have what's called a Section 2 potential violation. By merging LIV with the PGA, it knocks out any other competition. And the question is, does it become anti-competitive? So we've seen this historically in the United States. Oh, by the way, we saw it with the NFL. This is not the first time there's been antitrust questions. The NFL once was in a major lawsuit. I don't remember the first iteration of the USFL resulted. And guess who headed that lawsuit? Donald Trump, who owned the New Jersey Generals, brought an antitrust case with the government against the NFL to say, you're too big and you're knocking out your competitors.
Thane Rosenbaum joins us. He's the CBS News legal analyst. And that's exactly where I was going, because Major League Baseball also could potentially fall into that same category. Does this case, depending on how the Justice Department rules on antitrust, does it have implications for the other major sports leagues in this country?
So what, you're a Cardinals fan, right?
Big time. Well, yeah, I'm a little frustrated Cardinal fan right now.
Yeah, I know where this is going. You're a Cardinals fan. St. Louis are baseball fans. Yeah. Here's the thing that's very interesting. No, very few people know this. For some reason, I don't know, the Supreme Court carved out baseball as an exception. They literally did decades ago to say baseball really should not be subject to antitrust scrutiny because it's America's game. It's interesting because the NFL would totally disagree with that. They said it's the oldest game, it's the American game, it's your summer game. And so baseball, for the most part, has skirted away from antitrust cases. Now, that may one day fall, and the Supreme Court goes, it's ridiculous to treat baseball different from the NBA and the NFL. They're a sport team. But, yeah, there's no question that this could reheat up the question of two things. Scale is one issue. When you get so big, it's considered anti-competitive, and that America believes in the competition, not just among individuals, but about businesses, right? So that's what happened with Microsoft, IBM, AT&T. They got too big, and they said, this is anti-competitive. We want to get more competitors, more cable companies, more computer companies, more software companies to compete with you. So it could, you know, I'm just saying that it's important to remember that this is not the first time it's happened to a sports league, but it's the first time it's happened to a sports league that was trying to combine with a foreign entity. That's never happened before. It's also never happened before that the foreign entity had human rights issues. So this issue, you could say, is this really about competition or is this about human rights? Because the antitrust laws are not there for human rights. They're there about consumer welfare and competition. So I could see the PGA making that argument in court. Hey, give us a break. This has nothing to do with competition. You're not worried about that. You want to just embarrass the Saudis.
Well, you know, on this topic, I think I saw, where the Justice Department was already kind of scrutinizing the PGA even before this merger. Is this an extension of that, or is this something altogether new?
Yeah, really good insight. Yeah. No, they were already all over it. You know, Democrats would have been pushing the Justice Department. Democrats on Capitol Hill have been saying, we should not be so friendly with the Saudis. This is ridiculous. Remember, there was the killing in Washington, D.C. of a Washington Post reporter. And, you know, the whole world said the Saudis, Crown Prince bin Salman, you know, knocked off one of his biggest critics in Washington, D.C. So there's been people that have been pointing out the Saudis' human rights record for years. So when this happened, right, where the Saudi Arabia said, hey, you know what, we have our own. Remember what happened? They started their own golf league, and they picked off a couple of the really good players to leave the PGA. And so this became like, you know, anti-American, like you're picking off our players and they're going to play in a Saudi European league. So there was already investigations about this, but it wasn't pegged to some genius decided, you know what we should really do? If they merge, we should call this an antitrust case, that we might get more traction on it if we kick in the Sherman Act, the antitrust case, because it might look on the surface as, you know, a legitimate complaint. You're too big. No other possible golf league could compete with you anywhere if LIV merges with PGA.
Last question for you, Thane Rosenbaum, CBS News legal analyst. This is not specific just to the United States. These same conversations are happening in Europe as well. When you have these antitrust claims that potentially go across the entire globe, does the Department of Justice in the United States work hand in hand, or are these separate tracks with what may be going on with the EU or the English, for instance?
Can I just say something? I hope the St. Louis audience knows how good you guys are. I mean, you guys, seriously, you know, I do this around the country. You guys are great.
Thank you.
No, it's true. You guys are super. It looks like, you know, that's an irony, right? That all the countries gather together to do it together. That's an antitrust violation, right? If all the countries, you know, because there's what's called a Section 1 violation, which deals with when competitors join together and fix prices to kick out the fifth one. That's also, it's a different kind of antitrust. That's called that's collusion, right, in economic terms. Four competitors come together to knock out the fifth one. And that's sort of what you're saying, is that what if all the governments had come together? Usually, all the countries do this separately. Usually, the Europeans have much stronger antitrust protections than we do. So that means if we're on it and they're on it, they'll probably get to it first. But let me just say something. Historically, when this comes up in Europe with Amazon, Facebook, Google, they just pay the fines. Companies, you know, these giant companies, say, what does it cost us? Just fine us, and we'll modify our behavior somewhat. But we can write this off, and we'll just keep going. So that's what usually happens in Europe. They are all over Apple all the time and Microsoft. We don't do that as much here, but they end up just paying the fines. But no, there's no collusion, so to speak, between our government and theirs. We're not ganging up on them.
Well, there's a guest we're going to have back on, I guarantee it. We thank you for our daily affirmation from Thane Rosenbaum and your insight, CBS News legal analyst.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.